American schools which receive federal funding cannot treat transgender students differently. That means everything from being able to use the bathroom of their choice to wearing what they want for a yearbook photo. The new directive from the Obama administration came at the end of a week which began with dueling lawsuits between the Justice Department and North Carolina. The suits are over the state's law, which limits the rights of transgender people, including which bathroom they can use. We begin our coverage of this story with Gabriella Emanuel of the NPR Ed Team.
The letter went out this morning to more than 13,000 school districts. All of them, it said, need to protect transgender students from discrimination. A transgender student wants to try out for the football team or the cheerleading squad. Let them. A student wants to wear a tux to prom. Go for it. And yes, the bathroom question. The administration says a good practice, let students choose the bathroom that fits their gender identity. There's also a provision that says any student concerned about privacy issues should have access to a separate restroom. And schools shouldn't require a doctor's note before making these accommodations. The basis for all this? Title IX, which outlaws sex discrimination, and the administration is now arguing covers gender identity. This is big news for states and school districts across the country.
They're really in a pickle.
Francisco Negron is the general counsel for the National School Boards Association. He says some states, like California and Massachusetts, already have policies aligned with today's guidelines. But other states, like North Carolina and Mississippi, do not currently make accommodations for transgender students.
Many schools are really being placed in an untenable position.
Stuck, he says, between their own state policy and what the federal government is asking.
We're not changing anything unless we hear an order from the court.
That's Joe DeFeo. He's chairman of the school board in Horry County, South Carolina. He says his district currently deals with these issues on a case-by-case basis. He says he's heard from both transgender students and other students who don't want to share a bathroom.
To me, it's not a discrimination. It's a privacy issue.
DeFeo also argues this should be a state or local issue. Brett Blanchard, the principal of Fairhaven Union High School in Vermont, says his school was already moving in that direction, and today's news gives them a nudge.
The immediate changes were actually just labeling, and this seems small, but labeling the individual bathrooms, not girls or boys or anything.
Blanchard says the football team is co-ed, there are some private showers, and by the fall, they'll have private changing areas in the locker rooms. He thinks there's more at stake here.
This topic extends way beyond what would be labeled now the transgender issues. It happens to be, what does equity look like? What does dignity, what does respect look like?
That said, he worries the federal government pushing on this could make things worse.
As you read the media, it's become a firestorm in some areas. So it actually might add greater controversy.
Today's announcement was not a legal requirement, but the Justice and Education Departments made clear that if schools don't comply, they could face lawsuits or the loss of federal funding. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News, Washington.